Convention Chairman Kathy Edwards, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry I can't be with you in Kansas City, but I'm delighted to have this chance to speak to you. When the Supreme Court handed down its Roe versus Wade decision in 1973, abortion became the overriding moral issue of our times. Ever since, the National Right to Life Committee has worked diligently to protect the lives of unborn infants. You serve as a clearinghouse of information for the press and public. You maintain an effective lobbying force here in Washington, and you've proven instrumental in enacting significant legislative reforms like crucial restrictions on federal funding of abortions. Today, the National Right to Life Committee represents nearly 2,000 chapters in all 50 states and the District of Columbia, with millions of supporters. That's a powerful army marching in the name of human life. Together, we must continue to proclaim the noble ideal that human life is sacred and that our nation cannot turn its back on the taking of some 4,000 unborn infants' lives every day. Abortion as a means of birth control must stop. Many who seek abortions do so in harrowing circumstances. Often they suffer deep personal trauma, and no man or woman should sit in judgment on another. But if we could rise above bitterness and reproach, if Americans could come together in a spirit of understanding and helping, then we could find positive solutions to the tragedy of abortion. Over the first 3 years of my administration, I have closely followed and assisted efforts in the Congress to reverse the tide of abortion. Efforts of congressmen, senators, and citizens responding to this urgent moral crisis. I will continue to support every effort to restore legal protection for the unborn child, and I ask for your all-out commitment so that together we can convince our fellow countrymen that America can, should, and will preserve God's greatest gift, human life. Shortly before his death last October, my friend Cardinal Cook wrote these words: "The gift of life, God's special gift, is no less beautiful when it is accompanied by illness or weakness, hunger or poverty, mental or physical handicaps, loneliness or old age. Indeed, at these times, human life gains extra splendor as it requires our special care, concern, and reverence. It is in and through the weakest of human vessels that the Lord continues to reveal the power of his love. No human life is weaker and therefore more deserving of our reverence and care than that of unborn infants. I commend the National Right to Life Committee for all you've done to protect these innocent lives, and I urge you to carry on your noble work.